Tom Feeney with John Rooney after Guiseley beat Sutton United 2-1. John, not the worst debut in the world, is it? Scoring right at the end of the match. How good does it feel to get that first goal?
You know, it was frustrating. We were trying to get the winner. You know, we thought we were much the better side second half and trying to get the winner. But to score in the 93rd minute, it's nothing better than the last minute win. And to score the goal myself as well was a good moment on my debut as well.
And to be running, you know, towards the home fans, to be in that position, I mean, it was just written in the script, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, so would it took anyone score, obviously anyone scored, and the winner just to get the 3 points on the board. And, you know, for me to score was a good, on my home debut as well, it was a good debut.
For Guiseley now, that means it's 10 home games in a row in the league unbeaten. Did you notice that the atmosphere here has been quite positive?
Yeah, you could see that from the first whistle, and, you know, during the warm-up and stuff like that, and Even the fans were behind us. Even when they pulled one back, they were still behind us the whole game. And, you know, we've done well to get the last minute winner.
And for yourself, it was all announced, all confirmed earlier today. Just talking about the process, when did you find out about the interest from Guiseley?
I spoke to the gaffer on Sunday, and to be fair, stuff got moving fairly quickly, so I was glad to get it over the line to play tonight.
Did you think that it would happen so quickly, or were you expecting it to be maybe for the Dagenham game on Saturday?
You know, I was just taking everything as it come, and, you know, I agree with the gaffer, and then these have come over to Wrexham to push this through to get the international clearance. That, I think that was the slumbering block, what we didn't think we was going to get through, but lucky enough we got it through in time, and obviously I could play tonight.
And how much are you looking forward to being a part of this team, you know, a squad which, despite being near the relegation place, has been on a fantastic run of form recently?
Yeah, obviously I know the team is on good form, and, you know, we've just got to keep that run going. You know, as you said, we've been beating our own mere in 10 games, and we just need to keep that going and, you know, make people who are coming here a tough place to come.
And I mean, leaving Wrexham, how tough a decision was that in the end?
You know, I've been talking to them for a while now, and, you know, the last few weeks the gaffer there was leaving me out, and because I needed to play one game to take a contract, but, you know, it's just football and you've got to move on with stuff like that.
And looking at guys, I mean, for yourself and the aims, have you got any in mind right now?
Staying up, staying in the division. That's the main aim. I think the lads know that in there and the gaffer. The main aim is to keep winning games, each game as it comes, and keep picking points and get ourselves up the table away from the relegation zone.
And, you know, next up it's Dagenham and Redbridge. It's going to be another tough game because they're a side trying to gain promotion.
Yeah, of course, you know, they're a good team. You know, it's a tough place to go. I went there early on the season, you know, and they're a good team, some good players. But we've got ability in that changing room to go anywhere, and what I've seen from today anyway, and challenge anyone.
And I was going to say, I've got to mention your brother, obviously Wayne. Will he be coming down to Nevermore Park once in a while?
Well, he usually plays the same days as us, so he'll probably be tough to get on, but hopefully when he hasn't got a game.